from NPR News. This is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. Almost exactly 5 years ago, the world watched helplessly as 118 crewmen died aboard the Russian submarine Kursk. Today, U.S. and British underwater rescue specialists have joined the Russian Pacific Fleet in an attempt to rescue seven men aboard a Russian minisub. The vessel, known as the AS-28, has been stranded since Thursday morning. It's 625 feet under the sea, off the Kamchatka Peninsula in the Russian Far East. The U.S. and British teams arrived today with special remote-controlled minisubs of their own. According to the latest estimate, the oxygen on board, though, won't last more than half a day. NPR's Martha Wexler is following the story from Moscow. And Martha, do we know, first, whether these men are still alive?
Well, Jennifer, you know, the Russian naval commanders have been saying now for the last couple of days that they are in contact with the crew, and they said they heard from them just several hours ago. The spokesman won't say exactly how they're communicating with the crew. They just say they're in technical contact, and some former Navy men I've spoken to here say that that may mean that they're just sort of tapping. The men are alive. They are not panicking. They're keeping quiet to cut down on their oxygen intake. It's pretty cold down there, between 41 and 44 degrees.
What has been happening in the last few hours with the rescue?
Well, you know, it's taken the U.S. and British teams quite a long time to get to this very remote area. So in the meantime, the Russians have been trying to lift the mini sub from the ocean floor where it's trapped, the 625 feet under. This seems like it would be very, very difficult to do because today we learned that it wasn't just a fishing net that ensnared in the propeller of this mini sub. Actually, a Russian senior commander said that the mini sub had become entangled in the antenna cable of an underwater detection system. This is part of Russia's coastal defense. And the commander said that this cabling now is wrapped around the not just the propeller, but actually the body of the craft many times. And then, you know, if that wasn't bad enough to make matters worse, this underwater detection system is held down on the seabed by 60-ton anchors. So, you know, lifting this would seem pretty difficult task, if not impossible. So it looks now as if the Russians are really pinning their hopes on the Americans and the British, who have brought these mini-subs of their own that are remote-controlled devices that go undersea, and they have cutters on them, and they're hoping that these cutters can slice through that cabling that's holding down the mini-sub.
Well, with that information, do we know anything more now about how this mini-sub came to get caught in the first place?
Well, we don't really know what the mini-sub was doing in that area. This AS-28 is actually a rescue vehicle itself. There's some thought that maybe it had gone out to take a look at, check on this underwater detection system, perhaps to look for listening devices that may have been planted by an enemy nation, or just to see that it was in correct, you know, form, that it wasn't in need of repairs.
NPR's Martha Wexler in Moscow. Thank you.
You're welcome.